on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Keith Skipper will join us in just a couple of minutes. He is the Republican National Committee Regional Communication Director. I want to read you a bit of their statement on the State of the State address by Steve Sisolak. This predated the speech, so it's not speech specific. But this is just a part of the RNC, and I'll get Keith to weigh in on this on the other side of the news. Are you better or worse off than you were in 2018? This is from their release at the Republican National Committee. For most Nevadans, the answer is worse. They have survived Governor Sisolak's term in office, where regular Nevadans are put to the back of the line and the only politically connected donor class has prospered. Governor Sisolak wants you to forget about that. When you fill up at the gas pump and the gas is over $4 a gallon and every grocery trip costs more, he would like Nevadans to forget. He hopes that you forget the small businesses he forced to close during his due to his direct actions. He hopes you forget that all of this was avoidable. We will not forget. That's from a press release by the Republican National Committee. Keith Skipper will join us. Also, we'll get analysis by Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. Always something good there. If you have not tried Muth's Truths, I urge you to do that. We'll tell you how you can do that coming up just after 2 o'clock. Chuck Muth will join us. And Dr. Fred Simon will join us, Republican candidate for governor. He would like to make Steve Sisolak a one-term governor. We'll see about that. We'll get a chance to do a lot of that coming up in the next couple of hours. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A White House national security official says the Biden administration could levy additional sanctions on Russia at any moment. Reporter Bernie Bennett has that story.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Dilip Singh said that the sanctions that the U.S. imposed Tuesday were significant, noting they hit Russian financial institutions, several Russian oligarchs, and Russian sovereign debt. Singh argued that sanctions are not meant to be used simply to inflict pain for their own sake, but to deter and prevent Russia from further invading Ukraine. Germany rescinded its certification Tuesday for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that would carry natural gas from Russia to Germany, and the pipeline could be a target for additional sanctions down the road. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, a new poll finding little support among Americans for a major U.S. role in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Correspondent Ben Thomas with the numbers.
President Biden has acknowledged a growing likelihood that war in Eastern Europe would affect Americans even if U.S. troops don't deploy to Ukraine. Sanctions could provoke Russian retaliation, and President Vladimir Putin has a range of tools he could use, including cyber attacks on U.S. infrastructure and industries. Still, the poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds just 26% of respondents saying the U.S. should have a major role in the conflict. 52% say the U.S. should have a minor role, while 20% say the U.S. should have no role at all. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Still no verdict. Jurors continue deliberating in the federal trial of three fired Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. The three charged with depriving Floyd of his right to medical care when Officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for 9.5 minutes. On Wall Street, all three major indexes finishing lower, down more than 1% today. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999. Or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A proposal that enjoys the backing of Nevada Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen to suspend federal gas taxes won't be of any help to Silver State drivers. That's because a state law, which has been in effect since 1973, would raise Nevada's fuel tax to make up the difference should the federal tax be suspended. That means a proposal to suspend the federal gas tax of 18.4 cents in order to reduce gas prices in Nevada would not have any impact at all on statewide drivers. A friendly reminder, if you do hop on a bus, your daily weekday commute has gotten a bit longer. With the ongoing labor shortage and COVID-19-related issues, the RTC has started running its Saturday schedule Monday through Friday. That began yesterday. The switch will run until further notice, which means the bus service will run with 12% less service. RTC officials say their nonstop ridership is about 65% of the pre-pandemic numbers. And for the first time in months, Clark County has dropped out of the CDC's high rate of transmission for COVID-19, the seven-day rate 7.9.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Expect delays both directions through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area with those lane restrictions between Main and Eastern on Interstate 515. Only two lanes are available through there. And do watch out for some police activity. It's there on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound before sunset.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. It's something that kind of surprised a lot of us because normally you don't see governors doing a state of the state in the state of Nevada every year. It's every other year usually. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Keith Skipper. He is the Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director and joins us. Keith, you had a chance to watch this thing. First of all, it was unusual to see a speech at all, but then to see it at Allegiant Stadium and not in Carson City before a joint session of the legislature, a little bit unusual.
Highly unusual. Thanks for having me on, Kevin. Yeah, no, I mean, what we saw was a desperate and sad politician who knows that his time is coming to an end as governor of the great state of Nevada, deciding to kick off a campaign reset with a taxpayer-funded speech at Allegiant Stadium that was empty. There was nobody in there. They were forbidding reporters that were there from even taking photos of the empty seats in the field and all sorts of things. And then he went on to just promise to spend all this money that he's getting from the federal government, which, mind you, has played a large, if not the only part of why inflation is so bad in this state and this country right now, to try to say that he's going to do all these things to make our lives better. But, you know, at the end of the day, spending money is in leadership. And from high unemployment to crushing inflation and rising crime, Nevadans have suffered enough under this governor. And they look forward to evicting him from the mansion in November so he can spend more of his time down here in Las Vegas.
Let me just ask you, because before the speech, the RNC issued a statement, and one of the things they predicted the speech would be about is, are you better or worse off than you were in 2018? And the RNC goes on to, chapter and verse of how bad it's gotten, the gas prices, going to the grocery store and breaking the bank there. Is that what this speech was about, or was it just a financial handout?
He didn't even try to make the argument that we're better off now. I mean, he did try to talk about how, you know, our economy is rebounding, completely, you know, disregarding the fact that we have the second highest unemployment rate in the country, trailing only California, and we barely just jumped them, you know, in the last couple months. The mountain region, which includes Nevada, has the highest rate of inflation in the country. And so he, you know, even his trying to say that we are moving forward and we are better off now completely falls flat when people know and they feel and they see every day that that's just not true. And so, you know, I think that's why he spent, you know, 90% of his time promising to spend all this money on things like school lunches. And again, there are some things there that, you know, are certainly going to help people, but let's not lose sight of the fact that this influx of money from the federal government has led to this incredibly high inflation and spending more money on at the gas pump than what we should be spending. And it's not going to take back the fact that Nevadans need change, want change, and are going to make change. You know, even his promising to support our police officers, that was a part of his speech. He was saying next year he's going to propose legislation to give our cops a raise, which is great and obviously a response to the fact that crime is up in Clark County, and crime is up in large part because of him and legislation he has signed that makes that has made it easier to get alleged and convicted criminals back on our streets. So, you know, he is, you know, the biggest takeaway I had, when you just looked at his body language and you heard his speech, he knows that he is in trouble in November and that Nevadans are ready for a change. They're not happy. And it doesn't matter if you're going to use a taxpayer-funded speech to kick off your campaign and try to change the narrative. Nevadans know exactly what they've had to deal with the last, at least especially the last 2 years, and they're ready to do something about it. And that is, they're going to cast a vote and elect a Republican in November.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, a Republican National Committee Regional Communication Director. I got to ask you about something that's been in the news over the course of the last few days, and that is this support by Catherine Cortez Masto for a proposed gas tax holiday. And what we're finding is that it's not going to help any Nevadan at all. And I don't even know why they're proposing it. Can you explain what the gas tax holiday would do and why it won't work?
Sure. I mean, I will preface this by saying, like what we saw in this desperate attempt to just reset his campaign today from the governor, Catherine Cortez Masto and her staff are equally doing whatever they can to throw, you know, as much spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. And that includes this gas tax holiday where, you know, right now, you know, I bought gas yesterday over $4 a gallon. And Cortez Masto and vulnerable Democrats in Arizona and New Hampshire and Georgia have proposed a pause on collecting, you know, the federal gas tax. But what apparently her D.C. staff didn't realize or research is the fact that there is a law in Nevada law that says that if in the event that the federal gas tax comes down, the equal amount needs to be added to the state gas tax. So we're not going to save a penny. Nevadans will not save a penny if Catherine Cortez Masto's proposal gets passed. And it's no surprise to see that the Democrats and Cortez Masto's solution to inflation is this gimmicky bill from people that are facing rejection at the polls this November. Their support for this gas tax holiday is nothing more than a cheap political ploy, and we need to see right through it and understand what this is. And again, this is another desperate and sad politician who knows that their time in elected office is coming to an end.
Speaking of that, let's talk about the President of the United States for a minute. He has gotten us into a nasty, nasty situation, a potentially dangerous situation for all of us with this impending war in Ukraine. What do you make of what you have seen so far from Joe Biden? And it's almost as if what happened in Afghanistan, that Vladimir Putin kind of went to school on that and knows that he can push us around and push us around and push us around and take what he wants.
Sure. I mean, former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates said it best, you know, years ago when he said that Joe Biden has been wrong on every major foreign policy decision in his entire career. And we saw that in Afghanistan. We're seeing that now in Ukraine. You know, the president promised to keep Putin in check. He failed. Absolutely failed. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is going to have some serious impacts on things like our gas prices here at home. And, you know, the president has now backtracked, you know, former President Trump, you know, had sanctions on this Nord Stream 2 pipeline that Russia was looking, that we knew was Russia's attempt to really exert dominance over oil and energy in Europe. And the president, former President Trump, put in sanctions to in response to Russia and their aggressive tactics. Biden reversed it. Last month, Senator Ted Cruz and Senate Republicans tried to pass those sanctions back into place. Biden and the Democrats were opposed. They filibustered it. Just a few hours ago, Biden once again reversed and now is putting President Trump's sanctions back into place. He knows that he has completely failed. You know, Republicans and President Trump were right. about Putin and how to handle this. And now, you know, Eastern Europe is about to go and fall into war, and there's going to be some terrible economic impacts here in our country at a time when we can't afford it, quite literally, to be spending more on things like gas and other, you know, items that we're buying at the store and what have you.
Keith, you keep your ear to the ground. I know you talk to a lot of folks throughout our region, but in particular in the state of Nevada. The implication from both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden over the weekend was that Americans would have to endure some sacrifices because of this minor incursion, if you will, in Ukraine. I'm just curious, from your perspective, are the people of Nevada fed up? Are they ready to say, no, we're not willing to endure more pain?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, I'm going to go back to what we saw today from Governor Sisolak and, you know, over the last week from Senator Cortez Masto. They know that Nevadans are sick of it. They know Nevadans are not going to put up with this anymore. And to think that Democrats are now coming back to Nevada and saying, hey, like, we understand that you're paying more in inflation because of inflation here in Nevada than anyone else is in the country. We understand that you have the second highest unemployment in the country, but we're going to need you to sacrifice even more. Nevadans aren't going to do that. They're over it. They're sick of it. And at this rate, you know, the election may as well be held by this summer, because I think Democrats are heading down a path of no return, and it's going to be a complete wipeout up and down the ballot. I mean, there was a poll yesterday that showed that the Republican generic ballot, on the generic ballot, Republicans were leading by 9 points. That's something that we've never seen.
And that's unheard of.
And if that happens, we're looking at Republican state Senate here in Nevada, a Republican assembly. We're going to have all four of the congressional seats. We're going to have a new governor. Catherine Cortez Masto is going to start her lobbying career earlier than she expected. And we're going to have some true Republican leadership because of the fact that there has just been no Democrat leadership in this time that they've had control over everything the last couple of years.
Keith, what is it that people can do? People want to get involved in this red wave, and they say, well, I'm just one vote out of, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes, blah, 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 blah. What is there that people can actually do right now, today? Not waiting till 2024 with the presidential election, but right now.
Sure. I mean, look, if we're going to shock the world and win a bunch of races no one saw coming, it's going to be because we have volunteers in places that volunteers have not gone in years. And that means we need you to come and sign up and join our team by going to NevadaGOP.org. Click on the volunteer link there, fill out your information. A member of our team or the Nevada Republican Party, we work together out of the same office. We're going to call you. We're going to bring you into a training. We're going to show you how to use all our tools that we have at our disposal. And we're going to get you all trained up so you can hit those doors, you can make those phone calls, and elect Republicans all over this state to ensure that we have the greatest election day we've seen ever. And that includes in 2014 when, again, we won a bunch of races and took majorities in the legislature when no one thought we would. We can have a better election day than that if you get involved and help us in all the neighborhoods in Las Vegas, in this state, and ensuring that we have maximum turnout in November. But you got to go to NevadaGOP.org and hit the volunteer button there and fill out your information so we can get you in and train you out.
Keith, thanks so much, man. Always good to visit with you. Appreciate your insight. I know we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on as well.
There you go. Keith Skipper, Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. Is he biased? Yes. But that's okay. We like having people like that on our side. Stay where you are. More to do. I'm going to open up our phone lines again, and I would love to talk to you in particular with this notion that Kamala Harris uttered in Munich, Germany, and that we heard from the president yesterday at the White House, that there might be more pain involved for Americans, that the price of gasoline may go up, the price of groceries may go up, the price of an automobile may go up. But you're just going to have to endure that pain. I'm of a belief, like Keith Skipper, that we don't have to accept that. We don't have to accept that. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 in Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll go to your calls coming up after the break. And I want to find out from you if you're willing to suffer more to stop Vladimir Putin and to support NATO and to do all this stuff half a world away. Are you willing to sacrifice even more than you did during the pandemic? Because that's what they're talking about. They want you to suffer more, and it's ridiculous, and it doesn't have to happen. The same way the Sisolak shutdown didn't have to happen, this does not have to happen. We'll talk with you coming up. If you're a first-time caller, let Jim know that you're a first-time caller, and we'll move you up in line. We'll give you some extra love. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And 1 in 4 over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value.
It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands of